Hello?
Carl?
Yeah.
This is Mary Jones. I'm just curious if everything's all right.
Well, Mary, we're sitting here waiting on some information to come through, so we'll need to...
You still haven't gotten a hold of Carl, or...
No, we're waiting on a phone call this morning, so let me talk to you later, okay?
Oh, all right, Carl.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Hello?
Carl.
Hey.
Jeff Jones calling.
Hey, Jeff.
What, any more news this morning, sir?
No, but we're waiting on a phone call right now.
Uh-huh.
So I need to talk to you later.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, this is Wayne Norman, and I was trying to call Carl or Paulette.
Wayne, this is Carl.
Carl.
And we're waiting on a phone call right now.
Okay, I'll get off.
We need to get off the line.
Okay, I'll be in tonight.
All right.
Bye.
Hello?
Carl.
Yes.
It's Joy.
Hey.
Hey, I hate to bother you guys, but I haven't hardly slept all night, and I was just going to see if you had any updates.
No, but we're waiting on a phone call right now.
Are you? I'll get off the line then.
But Wayne called and checked. He said he was going to come in tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be in tonight. Let me know if there's anything, changes or anything I can do.
We'll do it.
Thanks.
Hello?
Carl?
Yes.
Mike Mays.
Hey, Mike.
I just got word. Anything I can do or need to do or whatever, and then I'll get off the phone.
No, not right now, Mike. We're waiting on a phone call.
Okay. You know where I'm at my office, so if you need anything, I mean, or if I need to do anything with our property or whatever to help you or anything, you just let me know.
I just want to hang you, son of a bitch, man.
Well, I know. I just can't believe this.
And I appreciate you calling.
Okay. Just
right.
Let me know because I'm thinking about you.
All right.
Okay.
Steve needs you to come by and initial. They countered back and they got it up $1,000.
Okay.
And they reworded the letter, but anyway.
All right.
We need you to, your initials on this, and then they're going to go take it over and open title, and we got a deal.
Okay, I appreciate it, Betty. All
right. Bye bye.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What you doing, son?
I'm trying to find my son this morning.
Well, that's what I just heard. Ms. Layton, George Layton, had called. And I'm going to try to call and talk to you there. I mean, y'all ain't heard nothing.
We're waiting on them. They called me this morning at 8. They called me last night at 11.
Did they call this morning? What time did it happen? Did all this happen?
Last night, around 9 o'clock, I guess. When they got him, we found out he was missing around 10:45.
You got him here at your house?
Yeah. He had to know him because he opened the door and let him in, turn the system off.
Oh, they come in the house?
Well, they got him out of the house.
Have any ideas?
No, but it had to be somebody that we knew. But we're waiting on a phone call right now, and the FBI and all are here.
Yeah. Son, I'm praying for you.
I need to let you go.
I'm praying for you, and I'll check back with you.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Carl?
Yeah.
Hilton, what the world's going on?
Hey, Hilton. I don't know. I'm trying to find my son this morning.
I called Connie this morning about 6 o'clock. What the hell happened?
Somebody kidnapped him last night.
Are you serious?
Yep. Where you at?
I had a meeting in Philly this morning, and I'm heading back that way right now.
Come see me at 12.
I'm coming to your house. I'm coming straight there.
All right. See you later.
All right.
Carl?
This is Carl.
Carl Everett?
Yes.
My name's Carolyn Graham, and I am up in Syracuse with EMY.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, I've spoken to your wife, and she said you'd be more than happy to call somebody for me.
Right.
His name is Mark Bergman.
Carolyn, let me, we've had a situation here last night.
Yes.
My son was kidnapped.
Oh, no.
And right now we're trying to keep my phone clear.
Okay, fine. I do understand. I hope everything works out. All
Thank
right.
you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Carl?
Hey.
It's Ricky.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, is McKay not home?
McKay's been out for a little while. I'm trying to locate him today.
Okay. Well, Miss Jett just called and said somebody kidnapped him.
Well, we're trying to figure that out.
Okay.
But we're waiting on a phone call.
Okay. Well, I'm at work if you need me.
Thank you, Rick.
Bye.
Sure. Which Bill?
Bill Jones.
No.
Is Tony around there?
Yeah.
Orco?
Hold on one moment.
Thank
you. Hello?
Carl Everett.
Hey.
This is Clint Rokenberry.
Hello, Clint.
I just heard that McKay had been kidnapped.
Yeah, and we're trying to get him located this morning. So... I'm not going to cut you short or anything, but we're trying to monitor this phone. I'm waiting for a phone call from the people. And I've got my friends here trying to help me right now.
Christy, Carl, Christy, my prayers are with you and Pauline and McKay, and our thoughts are.
I appreciate it.
We're as far off as our telephone.
I appreciate it.
Just let us know and let us know if you hear anything.
I'll do it.
Okay. We love you, Carl.
All right. Hello?
Carl?
Yes.
This is Gainelle.
Yeah.
Can I speak to Paulette?
Well, Gainelle, we're trying to maintain this line open right now.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you, call.
Well, she, I just wanted her to know if she needed anything that I'll be here at home.
Okay, thank you. Carl Everett.
Carl?
Yes.
This is Missy.
Hey.
Are you okay?
Yeah, we're doing fine. We're trying to maintain this line open right now, though.
Okay.
We're waiting for a call.
Well, I just heard, and I don't know the details, but I just wanted to call you guys,
right.
And I will be in touch.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
This is Flynn again.
Hey.
I'm just calling, checking on you, son.
Well, we hadn't found out anything.
Hadn't heard anything.
Still trying to maintain this line open, though. So.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't.
That's all right.
About that.
I appreciate you calling.
You're on my mind so bad. I just had to call you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Let me let you go then.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Hello. Hello.
Bill Kavanaugh, please.
One moment.
I'll answer.
Yeah. Hello.
Bill?
Yes.
Hey.
Hello?
Carl?
Yeah.
I couldn't take it any longer. I just had to call you. Is Paulette okay?
Yeah, she's okay. We're trying to keep this phone line.
Okay, I'm
right
going
to
hang up, but...
Just pray for me.
Well, I will, and you tell her that I have, and the only thing that I get back from God is just tell her to stand. It's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fire, and you're burning, but you're not going to get touched.
Okay.
I love you.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Hello?
Carl.
Hey.
Hey, this is Tim.
Hey, man.
What's happening, man?
We're just trying to run down my little board this afternoon.
Lord alive,
you
man.
You ain't seen any walking the streets anywhere, have you?
No. Lord alive. I just found out about it. Are you...
Hello?
Mr. Everett?
Yes.
This is Taylor Johnson.
Hello, Taylor.
I heard some rumors and I was real concerned about McKay.
Well, you're a trooper. Okay. Hello?
Carl?
Hey.
James Johnson.
Well, hello, James. Hello?
Carl?
Yes.
This is Lois. Have y'all heard anything?
No. Hello?
Is McKay there?
No, he's not here right now.
Do you know when he'll be in?
Huh?
Do you know when he'll be in?
Well, who am I speaking with?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, he's not going to be in today, probably.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hello?
Carl?
Yeah.
Is McKay okay?
No, not really.
I just got a call from Peggy Strickland saying I heard about
Hello?
Carl?
Yes.
This is Janet.
Well, hello.
Hey, darling. You heard anything?
No.
Not a word.
Hello?
Carl?
Yes.
This is Robin.
Well, hello, little Robin.
Hi, how you doing, handsome?
Hello?
Carl?
Yeah.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Angie.
Hello, Angie. How you doing?
How are you feeling?
Well, I'm doing all right. Well, you still haven't heard anything.
You still haven't?
No. Waiting like a needle in a haystack.
Well, I know that you can't keep the phone tied up, but I just wanted to call you and tell you that I love you and I'm praying for you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. You know, please keep that part of it up. Can't eat it. Heard the word from it.
I don't care what time it is. It don't matter. You let us know something, because we're all sitting here waiting, too. We're waiting with you.
Okay.
Uncle Slick and Aunt Grace Lane are going to call you later on, but not, you know, like in a couple of days. And we had prayer for y'all at church tonight. And we've had people, you know, other churches praying too.
I appreciate it.
I love you.
All right, baby. Let me know.
Daddy said that you wanted to come.
No, there's no need to do that. We're just pulling a vigil around this phone, hoping that the next phone call will be the one.
I know you are.
So, just keep praying for us, and that's what we need right now.
I love y'all.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Hello?
Carl.
Hey.
Tucker Watts.
Hey, Tucker.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You got a minute?
Hello?
Carl?
Yes.
Mark Hughes here.
Well, hello, Mark.
Anything happening?
No, we're still trying to wait and see. We don't know anything yet.
You don't know anything yet. Well, you know, Kelly and Connie are not out.
Yes. Is Mrs. Norman by any chance having to be there?
You must have the wrong number.
Okay, thank you.
Who's calling?
Hello?
Carl.
Hey.
It's Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Got anything in the news yet?
No, we're still kind of waiting. Hello?
Carl, this is Wayne Norman.
Hey, Wayne.
I wasn't going to call, but Paulette asked me if I'd call it my break here.
Hello?
Carl?
Hey.
John Hayes.
Hello, John. How you doing?
I heard some really bad news a little bit ago.
Hello?
Carl.
Hey.
This is Buddy Everett. Is this Carl?
Yeah, this is Carl.
I just heard about your... I've been kidnapped, and want to express my sympathy, and also if I think any way I can help you, well, give me a call.
Well, Buddy Mark, I appreciate it.
Well, if you need any help getting the ransom money together or anything like that, well, let me know.
I'll do that. How you feel?
Well, not real whippy, but anybody, if you think of some way I can be able to help, I'll be happy to do it.
Buddy Mark, I appreciate you calling, and I hope you get the feeling too.
Well, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello?
I couldn't wait any longer to talk to you.
I wish I had something to tell you.
I wish you did too, darling.
Hello?
Is Paulette there?
Is Paulette here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's here.
Could I speak to her?
Yes. Could I tell her who's calling?
This is Paulette and Beat.
Okay, one moment.
Paulette, how is everything?
Not good.
I just heard from Ian.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do for you?
Right now, Flo, if you are someone who believes in prayer.
I do.
Then all I ask is that you pray.
Can I pray for you right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dear God, who's in heaven, just lift up Paulette right now to you, Lord. Her family, and most of all, I lift up my kid to you. Before Jesus, I pray that you envelop this child with your protection. Heavenly Father, I pray that you protect him wherever he is. And by doing anything to harm McKay, I pray that your angels be around McKay. And I pray for Paulette and her husband to be the mind, Father, for clear mind and direction on what to do.
Continue to pray.
I will. And I will call my church and I'll put in a prayer.
Thank you.
In a prayer chain, okay?
Thanks.
And if there's anything, Paulette, please call me.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
I know you get tired of me bothering you, but...
Glenn, you're not bothering me.
Well,
I'm just...
I'm concerned.
Well, I know you are. And rightly so.
And have you heard anything?
No, we have not had any word yet. Going public with it on the 5 o'clock news, so I don't know if your country, it'll be picked up in your country, in your state, but it probably will. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Everett?
Yes.
This is Flo Lisenby. I just talked with the lad.
Uh-huh.
I needed to find out if I would have your permission to call the Christian radio station. I don't know how involved this is, and put the prayer request.
Sure, you can issue a prayer request for us. Well, I appreciate that.
Okay, because I didn't know the situation, and we want to call KSBJ and have a lot of people covering McKay with prayers. So, is it okay with you?
It's going to be on the 5 o'clock news too. It's going public at 5.
Okay, so it's okay with you.
Yes.
Where do you guys go to church?
First Baptist in Cover.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and do that.
Thank you, Flo.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Is Paulette there?
Well, yes, she's here.
Is this Carl?
Uh-huh.
This is Tricia Solomon.
Hi, Tricia.
Look, I just heard about McKay being abducted.
Yes.
Is there anything I can do for y'all besides just pray?
Tricia, that's the main thing right now.
Well, it's just touched my heart so deep, I just My heart goes out to both you and Paulette.
Yeah.
Thank
you. If you see him walking up down the road, please pick him up.
Oh, I will. I'd be so glad to call you and tell you he is all right. You don't know. But please, if there's anything I can do, and let Paulette know, just give her a big hug for it.
Hello?
Hello, is Paulette there?
Yes, tell her who's probably...
Yes, this is Burnell Tucker.
All right, one moment.
And, okay.
Burnell?
Yes.
Can you come?
Yes, I wasn't sure if it was you, Paulette, but yes.
Yes.
Hello, is this Carl?
This is Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
This is Cameron Nisley.
Hello, Cameron.
Carl, my family's saw the news this evening, evidently, something about a kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just calling to express support and see if there's anything we can do, you know.
Cameron, right now we're just trying to wait for someone to call us and don't tell us where he's at. Tell us what we need to do next.
Well, our prayers are with you.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I know y'all got a lot of support around here and everything.
Is McKay there?
And,
Hello?
Carl?
Hey.
Doug?
Hey, Douglas.
Are you the family that the news is talking about?
Yes, sir.
McKay was kidnapped?
Yes, sir. I was going to try to call you, but I haven't been able to call you.
How? You don't know anything now at all?
No, not yet. Hello?
Carl?
Yes.
Mark Hughes.
Hello, Mark.
I just cleaned my inbox out.
Uh-huh.
And I've got an unusual message on there, and I passed it over to your inbox.
What was it?
It just said that, I don't know who it is, just some guy comes on there and says, I didn't say tomorrow, I said something about through the rest of the week, Monday or something, and hangs up. It didn't really make any sense. I didn't know if it had any connection with McKay or not. I just passed it over to your inbox so you could hear it.
Okay.
I just passed it over. I don't, you know, it doesn't say where it came from. It's not like somebody in our inbox loop. It's just some guy just blunt to the point about something about the rest of the week and come Monday or something. I didn't say tomorrow, the rest of the week,
Mark,
Monday.
Mark, I'm going to let you speak to Mark Long.
Okay.
He's heading this investigation right now.
Okay.
Can I tell him what you just told me?
Okay.
Mark.
Yes, sir.
It's Mark Young.
Yes. Yeah, I was cleaning my inbox, my voice message system out,
uh-huh.
And there's a message on there from a man that just says, he's kind of blunt, he just says, I didn't say tomorrow, I said, you know, something about the rest of the week, something about Monday or something, and it didn't make any sense there's, to me for anything that I've got going on in the network. It's a networking inbox voice system, so I passed it over. I gave the message over to Carl's inbox. So he'll receive the message from my inbox, the guy's voice, and everything, just passed it over to him.
When you say you passed it over to him in the inbox, you talking about it on a computer?
Yeah, it's done through a computer inboxing system. So I just pressed a button, and then I'm able to just send the actual message that I received via my inbox right into Carl's inbox. So all he's got to do is just...
Do you still retrieve it? Or is it still retained?
Yes, I've retained it.
Also?
Yes, mine's retained it.
Does it show when it came in?
Yes, it says like 9-something this morning. I believe it's like 9:30 this morning. That'll all be on that message. When Carl checks into his inbox, it'll receive it exactly like I did. It'll just say, hey, Carl. It'll have my voice on there saying, Carl, here's a message that I received.
Okay.
And then the actual message will come right into Carl. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know why I'd receive a message like that for anything to do with the network at all. This guy didn't give a name or anything. He's just kind of a... Bam, bam, and then he's off of it.
All right. Where physically did that come into? What number?
It came into my 639-3395 number. And that's
409?
That's 713.
Where is that?
That's Voicetail. And I don't know where their main office is, where their main computer is.
Voicetail?
Voicetail, uh-huh. And I'll tell you what, I'm the only
that's
one here.
What is that?
That's a Voicetail. Is a Voicetail. It's a voice messaging center. Uh huh. And the Amway Corporation uses them for the Amway Corporation, but they also Voicetail operates for other companies too. But I'll find out. I'm probably the last person in the world to ask for any technical information on anything. But my wife is right down the lobby, and I'll find out from her what she knows, because she'll have a name number or something on Voicetail for you, and I'll send it on Carl's inbox to you.
Okay. When somebody calls, is that unique number yours, 3385?
Yes, it's my number. Yes,
And why would a person call that number? Are they calling Amway, or are they calling?
No. It would be a message where it'd say, "Hey, this is Mark Hughes. I'm not here." You know,
how
please,
does somebody know to call that message? Though?
They'd have to know me or know the number.
Cards or?
Yeah, it's on business cards.
What kind of business goes
just
to that?
The Amway company, the Amway Corporation. Yes, strictly for Amway. Now we do use it. I use that number also for if I'm going to sell something or whatever. You know, I put it. You know, like an ad in the paper. Something I'd probably use that to keep from getting a lot of calls into my regular phone. But mostly people that are just in the Amway business strictly use that number.
Okay.
That's what they'd know that number for, strictly for the Amway business.
All right. What's your physical address?
13315. Pantano, P-A-N-T-A-N-O, Pantano Drive, Houston, 77065.
Where is that?
That is over in Cypress, 290 Highway 6.
Okay.
And let's see, our kids are fixing to leave to head up here in the morning.
What's your phone number at your house?
It's 469-3792 is one of the lines, area code 713, and also 469-1887. I was fixing to call them and tell them to kind of, you know, be on the alert for any strange characters, because obviously somebody, I don't know if this message has anything to do with this or not, but it kind of sounds to me like it does, but apparently somebody knows a lot about a lot.
Okay. Well, we'll be going over to Carl's
inbox.
Box there.
That's right. And you'll hear the actual message.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for calling.
This is Carl Everett.
You have 2 unsaved messages, 6 saved messages. Wednesday, 10:21 p.m. Remote message from
Michael Green. Hi, Carl and Paulette. This is Mike Green and Mindy, and we heard about the tragic thing and been thinking about it all day, actually, and just wanted to give you a call.
Message kept. 6:24 p.m. from
Mark to the Loop and Get Free Hughes. Carl, this is Mark. I'm cleaning my inbox out, and I've got a message on here. It sounds a little unusual. I'm passing it on to you. I have no idea what this means or where it came from, but listen to it and tell me if there's any connection whatsoever with McKay. We love you, buddy. We're all in prayer. Dex, Don, and all the diamonds. The Lord's going to take care of this. Love you, buddy.
9:47 a.m.
I didn't say bye tomorrow. I said by the end of the week. By Monday.
End of message. Press P. 6:24 p.m. from
Mark to the Loop and Get Free Hughes. Carl, this is Mark. I'm cleaning my inbox out, and I've got a message on here. It sounds a little unusual. I'm passing it on to you. I have no idea what this means or where it came from, but listen to it and tell me if there's any connection whatsoever with McKay. We love you, buddy. We're all in prayer. Dex, Don, and all the diamonds. The Lord's going to take care of this. Love you, buddy.
9:47 a.m.
I didn't say bye tomorrow. I said by the end of the week. By Monday.
End of message. 6:24 p.m. from
Mark to the Loop and Get Free Hughes. Carl, this is Mark. I'm cleaning my inbox out, and I've got a message on here. It sounds a little unusual. I'm passing it on to you. I have have no idea what this means or where it came from, but listen to it and tell me if there's any connection whatsoever with McKay. We love you, buddy. We're all in prayer. Dex, Don, and all the Diamonds. The Lord's going to take care of this. Love you, buddy.
9:47 a.m.
I didn't say bye tomorrow. I said by the end of the week, by Monday.
End of message. Unsaved message. You have 8 saved messages.
Hello?
Carl?
Hey.
It's Chuck.
Hello, Chuck.
We got a thing we need to phone let you know we're praying for you.
Chuck.
And you, Jed?
No, not yet.
Well, it just worried.
Hello?
Carl Everett, please.
This is he.
Carl.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Who am I speaking with?
It's Ricky.
Oh, hey, Ricky.
What's happening, Bubba?
I didn't catch your voice there to begin with.
I know.
Not much. Just hunting my son. You ain't seen him, have you?
No.
What do you have with him?
What's going on, Bubba?
Somebody got my boy.
Need me to come out where?
No, not right.
I'm in Lafayette. Hold on a minute. I'm in Lafayette right now.
I don't know what's going to transpire. Hold on just a second. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
It's me again. Got any words?
No. And I'm on the other line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So let me, let's talk later.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah. You tell me which way I need to go.
Just stay in touch with me, man, right now. There's nothing that you can do right here. We've got a ton of people that are out here helping, and you call me and everything.
Look, hey. You want me to come out where?
No, not right now.
I don't know, Bubba. I'm sitting on the side of the fucking road right now.
They want money, they got money, but they won't come get it.
When did it happen, Carl?
Tuesday night. Hello?
Hello, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Can you talk?
Yeah.
Cut your machine off.
Carl?
Yes.
This is Gail.
Well, hello, Gail.
I'm thinking about y'all.
Well, appreciate you.
Praying for y'all. I just talked to Ricky. He's on.
Hello?
Hello, Carl?
Yeah.
It's Mark Young. I didn't mean to get you.
Oh, no problem. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get a hold of who's out there, Ralph Arm.
Yeah, Ralph's looking
at you. Really? Can you,
Hello?
Hello, Carl?
Yeah.
Mark Young again.
Hey, man.
Sorry to keep doing this to you.
No. Hello?
Hello, Carl?
Yes.
It's Mark Young. Is my man Ralph still there?
Ralph's not here, but Bill's here.
Bill?
Uh-huh.
Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
Okay, could I speak to him just a minute?
Sure, here he is.
Morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
Well, we're just sitting here trying to get a new direction and hopefully somebody would call us and tell us which way to go.
Well, how are you holding up?
We're doing all right, Robin. Extremely stressed out right now.
I know you already heard anything. I was going to call you back the other night, and I said, well, no, I didn't want to keep your phone tied up or anything. I wanted to call you this morning and check on you and check on Paulette and see if y'all heard anything.
Well, Robin, we hadn't heard anything, though.
Well, Carl, when y'all do, please look, call me. Let me know. I'm worried myself sick. I know you are.
I promise when we get it back, I will call you personally.
Well, I hope so. What
Let
is
me catch his phone. It's speaking on the line.
Okay, well, I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Carl?
Hey.
This is Dennis Ritter.
Hi, Dennis.
Carl, I heard the news about McKay this morning. Is there anything we can do?
Dennis, just pray for me, son. Pray for McKay.
Well, I sure will. Have you heard anything?
He didn't call me for anything.
Is there anything at all we can do to help?
Just keep lifting him up, Dennis. You see, I asked him, went back in public with it last yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You see him walking on the street somewhere, bring him home.
Well, I sure will.
I don't think he got shoes on. He left him without shoes.
Uh-huh.
We've got a lot of angles that the FBI are tracing out right now. Yeah,
I sure hope to do. Please let us know if we can do anything.
I will. Dennis, I appreciate your call.
Okay, sure thing.
All right,
take care. Bye.
There?
Yes, she's here, but she's kind of tied up right now.
Okay, is this Carl?
Uh-huh.
This is Doris Lum.
Hi, Miss Lum.
I just wanted to call and find out what happened.
Well, our little boy is missing right now.
Well, what, do you have any idea what come about?
Yeah, Miss Lum, someone took him out of the home.
Sure enough, at the house.
He left with them, and we just haven't been able to find them.
Uh-huh, don't know who they are?
No.
That's terrible.
But we got the best people in the world working on it.
Yeah,
that.
I saw it on the news.
Hello?
Carl?
Hey.
It's Mark.
Hello, Mark.
I just got the message from Don. I've been in a meeting till about 5 this morning, and just got on my inbox and got the
Hello?
Is this Don?
This is Carl.
Oh, Carl?
Is this Douglas?
Yeah, I was calling for John.
Which John?
Husband's.
John Husband?
Yeah.
Where's John at?
John's
not here right now, Douglas, but Randy's here.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize I was calling at your home. I thought...
This Randy, how you doing?
Hey, my friend Randy.
How are things going?
Going fine.
Well,
what do we expect right now?
Bless your heart, I read about it in the newspaper up here. What can I do for you?
Just keep it going right now, buddy.
Well, can I come down there and help you anyway?
No, I think the best support you can give me and Paulette and especially McKay right now is just for you and your family to just keep thinking of it.
Well, we certainly will do that. You just call if you need anything.
I'm going to call. We're going to have a party.
Well, you just give me a buzz.
I will, buddy.
I'll get off the line and let you. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yes, this is Lieutenant Pierce. Is Mark Young around, please?
Mark Young is here, but Tony's sitting right here.
Let me talk to Tony.
Hello? Hello? Not here. May I say who's calling?
This Randy. Is this Randy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Randy Gillespie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
Fine. What's y'all's address out there? And am I going to be a pain in the butt?
Hello.
Is Paul there?
No, he's not. May I take a message?
Just tell him it's his brother called Mississippi.
Okay. Which one?
Glenn?
Yes. We'll do it.
Have they heard anything yet?
Not yet.
Hadn't heard anything
not
yet?
Not anything yet. But as soon as we hear something, I'll let Carl will let you know.
Okay, then.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello, is Paulette there?
Yes, can I tell her it's calling?
Yes, this is Kathy Cruz. I'm Christy's mom, and Christy and McKay were friends at camp.
Okay, well, I'll just talk to them.
Thank you.
Hello.
Paula, this is Kathy Cruz. I'm Christy.
Hello?
Carl?
Hey.
This is Robin again. How you doing?
Hello, young lady. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're just sitting here trying to... Hello?
Hey, Carl. Wayne Norman.
Hey, Wayne.
I just got in at Joyce.
Hello?
Mr. Everett?
Yes.
This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Well, I'm fine. How you doing, huh?
I'm doing fine.
You ain't seen a young man out there walking around anywhere, have you?
No, sir.
Well, we're still looking for him, huh?
Sir.
We just haven't found him yet.
So we'll find him.
Where are you at tonight?
I'm at Jamie Hammond's house.
At Jamie's house?
Yes.
Well, how did everything go today at school?
It's going pretty good.
You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you, wherever Kay's at, I know he's probably thinking about you right now. You don't have any thoughts or anything? About anything?
Mm-mm.
Just hunting him like we are, huh?
Yeah.
I understand. Well, I tell you.
Oh, wait,
we're going to find him. So you say your prayers and you make sure you ask God to keep him safe, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.